of service loud and clear.
Jesus.
to pray now. It's a prayer for those who want a change. So if there is a situation that has been resisting your effort,
doors
that have refused to open, you just pray these seven prayers. After praying the seven prayers, I will ask you to pick any song of praises and sing it to the glory of the name of the Lord. And within the next 10 days, you shall have testimonies. Amen. Right there from this holy ground, you shall begin to have the testimonies. So with fire in your soul, I'd like you to sing this warfare song, which should take us into these seven destiny changing prayers. It is important you sing and pray like a man or woman from another world. Concentrate on what you are here for now. If you brought any trouble here, forget it now. There is a power that can overrule every problem. Are you ready? Right, because I will be changed by fire.
Today,
you actually came with a heavy heart and you came crying. At the end of this prayer, those tears will be converted to joy. As you pray this prayer, there are those who have been struggling with the mystery of closed doors. Anywhere you turn, the door is closed. All of a sudden, as you are praying, you will hear the sound of a padlock broken. I'm beginning from today. No power shall hinder you anymore. As you pray this next prayer, that woman over there, you're an adult, but you are bedwetting. The spirit responsible for that bedwetting will be thrown out of you violently. As you pray this prayer to
you,
there are people here who are suffering from arrows of darkness in their bodies. These arrows will begin to find their way back to the senders. As you pray this prayer, those who are here today suffering from evil dedication, they dedicated you to evil, all of a sudden all those evil dedication will begin to break. Can you shout this loud and clear? If the voice of the next person to you is louder than yours, you are not praying yet. This place has been surrounded by the angels of the living God, and they are here on assignment. I want you to connect with them before they go. So any power tie me down to the same spot, open your mouth and declare. That's why Jesus brought you here. Yes. Open your mouth and declare. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That is the first prayer. Look at what is happening now.
I will tell you, share the
That's enough is enough. They've harassed you for too long.
What did they do?
Let their rope be broken from your waist. Let their rope be broken from your hands. Where is the power of God coming upon you? Say this loud and clear. This is number two. Every power assigned to cut short my life. Can I hear the sister say, "Roaring like thunder"? Can I hear the brothers shouting loud? Let me hear everybody shouting it loud. Death in the name of Jesus. Bata rikata santa. Rimara pina katanda kaya. La katanda santa ya rosa. Jesus name
glory.
Let there be silence now. Silence. I'm going to count seven from here. At the count of that seven, anyone in this meeting, that there is a ladder of devil,
your body.
There's
an infirmity of death in your body.
There's
an hour of death already operating in your body. At the count of that seven, the volcanic fire of the Holy Ghost and the wind of the power of God will fall upon you where you are. And you shall be separated from that spirit. It is likely when that fire and wind hits you, it is likely you may not be able to stand, but don't worry. The important thing is for the hour of death to backfire and for the infirmity of death to die. In the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, every strategy, every plan, every ladder, every force, every hour of death, in the body of everyone here, your time is up, and you must go. One, two, three, four. Five, six, and seven. Yes, that problem has made a mistake by following you to this
ground.
The problem has been disgraced. Yes, you shall not die but live.
And
declare the works of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your right hand upon your head now. And speak loudly like this. I prophesy upon my life. Star of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to prophesy. Shine! Jesus name pray. That's wonderful. Number four now. As we are praying this number four too, it is likely that some may feel dizzy, they will not be able to stand. Especially if it is relevant to your case. But praise, even if you are on the ground, continue to praise. Say every battle at the edge of my breakthrough. Hear the word of the Lord. Death, you in the name of Jesus. Kill the battle now. The battle at the end of my breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a strange word to somebody, I don't know who the person is. The Lord's Lord should tell you that the strange bird that has been stealing your virtues shall die a strange death. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I recover.
Papa,
tenfold.
Papa, Father, need not me wa.
All my wasted years.
Papa, I want to be not to show go.
I recover.
Papa, Father, need
not me wa. All my wasted years.
Papa, I want to be not to show go.
When you say that once. And convert it to machine gun prayer. I recover you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So, where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Allah!
Catapult me to a greater tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare, catapult me to a greater tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus,
glory to
Jesus. The last one.
It okay.
Say every coven finger. Pointed at me.
He won't know. See me.
Jesus said, "Is that one? Is that one? Is that one? Is that one?
Yeah.
Every coven finger." Pointed at me.
You want to see me?
Catch fire!
Yeah,
in the name of Jesus,
I guess you.
Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Lift up your two hands to the Lord. Holy, 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 God Almighty. You pick any song of praises and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings. and the love of Lord. Father, we thank you for a time like this before your feet. Thank you for your everlasting power. Thank you for your grace which is mighty and strong. Thank you because you have never failed. Thank you for the ever efficacious power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the gathering of your people here. Your answers, O thou that answereth prayer. O thou that hearest prayer. Unto thee shall all flesh come. We are before you now. Hear your answer from us. Give us the necessary breakthroughs. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Lauda, Amen. Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy the life of seven persons.
So
my friend, every shame assigned against you shall backfire in the name of Jesus. So for seven persons. You have to go to 11 persons.
Oh, I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
11 persons.
In your bokola.
And point at the person.
Oh, no,
so, every power that wants you to die shall die in your place.
Yes,
people are not Jesus.
You are to 11 persons.
I'm just saying, God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
This morning,
Lord,
I'd like to open unto you here. As a few information from a research I've been doing for 36 years. Spiritual research. So that you can know how to position yourself if you are wrongly positioned.
I'm
just going to scratch the surface a little bit here this morning. I pray that the time you leave this place,
you
will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. I put this research under the title of Breaking the Power of Yesterday. Breaking the power of yesterday. Can I hear you say that? Can I hear the sisters? Can I hear the brothers? Can I hear everybody saying it? Point number one. The life of man is divided into three stages. Your yesterday, your today, and your tomorrow.
At your
three stages. Your yesterday, your today, your tomorrow. Three stages. Or if you like, your past, your present, your future. Three parts. That's how the life of man is divided. No wonder. The Bible says in Hebrews
13:8
that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and then the same forever. Just in those three stages where the life of man is divided, you find Jesus. A lot of people understand a bit about the present. A lot of people have plans for the future. So the present and the future, they are open masquerades. But that one that has gone behind is an area that we hide from, and it's from there most problems come. Fortunately, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the purpose of this morning's meeting is to pray prayers that will make Jesus walk in the past, in the present, and in the future. I pray that any power that wants you to come to this world in vain shall be terminated by fire. And that takes us straight away into four scriptures. I will now extract a few facts from those four scriptures. Then we adjourn and continue another time.
Because
this is a thing that can last for a whole year. In Exodus chapter 17. I'm reading from verse 14. Exodus 17:14.
That is a kerinla.
If you are there, say yes.
Anybody she go with me only.
Please, it's important you follow me this morning. Because if you can't finish this message, then we can't finish. You just go and pray. Exodus 17:14. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of
Joshua.
Listen to this. I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For God has said, but because the Lord has sworn, that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. That's the first scripture. God told Moses that he will utterly wipe out Amalek. God was going to have war with Amalek from generation to generation. God was going to wipe out Amalek. But it was going to be a gradual process. It was going to take a process of continual wars, through which the ultimate extinction of Amalek will come to pass. God does not always use Sodom and Gomorrah method. Some sinners, he may wipe them out in a day, as he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. Others, he wipes them out in phases, from generation to generation. Herein lies the great trouble. An otherwise innocent generation can inherit battles that their fathers had left unfinished. This is a strange problem. A generation yet unborn, but already there is a problem for them to inherit immediately they are
born.
And they are completely innocent. They have no idea of who caused the trouble. God was going to make perpetual war with Amalek from generation to generation. For the sins of a single generation far back in their history. This is the kind of battle we call generational battle. And of all things that dribble ministers, this kind of battle takes 90%. You may be fighting a generational battle now. Your fathers fought the battle, but they never won. Now you have inherited the fight.
This is what you want to put down.
A fight you never started. This is the implication of Exodus 17:14-16. We were in New York.
New York.
A white lady brought her husband for prayer. And she said, man of God, this is my husband. His great grandfather committed suicide. His great grandfather committed suicide. His father committed suicide. He now wants to commit suicide. I hide knives, forks, everything there so that he doesn't kill himself. She now said, to be quite honest with you, I don't know how he will not eventually commit suicide.
I asked
the lady, if you know that you know he will die, why did you bring him here? She said, they said a man of God is in town, and I thought if you prayed for him, there might be a solution. Okay. Mr. Man, are you born again? He said, is that a political party? Amen.
Amen.
So, how to minister salvation to him? Do you believe Jesus can save you? Say yes. Let's sit down there. Start praying. Say, but I don't know how to pray these prayers. So, we teach him. So, we taught him. Started praying. And I left him alone. Continue with other counselors. The wife was by his side. All of a sudden, after about 50 minutes or so, by the time I would look at him, I found that the man who came and the face was sad, melancholic, as if he was bearing on every burden, the face was now light. He was now smiling. The wife was getting excited. Say, sir, this is the first time he was smiling in 15 years. So, and I went there.
He
said, what's the matter?
He
said, sir, that man you called Jesus, I just saw him here now. He said,
only
Jesus came to me.
Yes,
he opened my head the way a person opens a can of tomato or a can of sardine. And he put his hand inside my head and brought out a hanging rope and closed the head back. Since then, sir, I no longer feel like killing myself. Now,
why?
Amen. Now,
why?
Who would have known there was a spiritual hanging rope in the head of all those ones that died? And they kept transferring the battle. That means immediately a child is being born in the hospital, the spirit that will put the rope on his or her head is already at the maternity center. I'm praying for somebody here. Every power using your past to attack your future. In the name of Jesus. Let your emma run a tongue. Let your emma be loud.
That's the implication. That's what we're talking about. Battle. Generational war. The man did not start the battle, but is now fighting it. We have plans to pray here this morning. It
will
be a tragedy if you didn't pray them. Even if you think that things are going well with you, you are the one who should pray most. Because you never can tell when this kind of battle may arise against you. I pray once again, the strong man hiding in your past, firing arrows at your future, I command that strong man to be arrested now. Let him be arrested. Let him be arrested. Let him be arrested. Let him be arrested. In the name of Jesus, I got a strange letter about 3 years ago. The person was writing from somewhere in the Far East. She wanted prayer for her daughter. The daughter was 16 years old. She said, when this girl wakes up in the morning, she goes straight to the fridge. She will drink 1 liter of milk. That conflict that people use a month to eat, she will pour it into a basin. The whole big box. She will eat it. Then she goes to where they put their potatoes.
Will
cut it to pieces. Fill the bowl with them. Then
will
finish the old potatoes. Then after 2 hours, she will go to the toilet and pass out feces. She comes back again to continue eating. Therefore, all the salary of the mother is food. Food. Trouble, food.
The
girl will not go to school anymore. She just sits down and eats. That was what brought this person down to Nigeria. She came to the prayer city here, started praying. Was then the secret was revealed. He had an ancestor who was going to steal things in people's farms. The man has constructed a special shoe with iron spikes. So that's the shoe he will wear to go and be stealing in the farms. The owner of the farm said, what kind of creature is this with this kind of leg? And they were getting worried. Then one day somebody whose product was stolen from the farm issued curses. The person stealing my food here will never be
full.
It was one man who caused trouble. A young girl of 16 is now fighting the battle. Can you raise up your right hand?
No, what?
And say, I am wants me to suffer what my parents suffered.
You
are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Jesus.
Jesus name
we
pray.
Lagbadura.
Let's go to the second scripture. In 2 Samuel chapter 12.
2
Samuel chapter
12.
Read it from verse
9.
2 Samuel
12.
9. We're talking about breaking the power of yesterday.
And so on, you papi for Agbara Ojo Anore.
2 Samuel 12.
Iwe keji Samuel ori keji la.
Na.
Ese keson.
God speaking to David.
Olorun nipa David soro.
Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord?
Ese ti iwo bi keko oro Oluwa.
To do evil in his sight.
Ti iwo bi se kan ti okuru ni oju re.
Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite.
And he was killed by Uriah.
And has taken his wife to be their wife.
And he did what he moved in there. That is
and has come with the sword of the children of Ammon.
But if he did not Ammon,
listen.
Ego.
So now, therefore, the sword shall never. Notice the word never.
Either the yoke
depart from thine house.
Did it lie?
The house of David is still fighting now. Because thou hast despised me. And hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus said the Lord. Behold, I will raise up evil against thee. Out of thy own house. I will take thy wives before thine eyes.
And
give them unto thy neighbors. And
they
shall lie with thy wives in the sight of the sun. David had caused trouble.
Dafidi oti fa wahala
for children yet unborn.
Fo awon omo ti won o ti e ti bi.
And now
leyin re
sword is fight.
Iga wa nja.
A lot of people are fighting that kind of battle now.
Opolopo eniyan lo nja iru ogun be bayi.
A battle of covenant death. Covenant death.
Ogun iku oni majemu.
I pray for such people this morning. That by the power in the blood of Jesus, that covenant shall be broken to pieces. In the name of Jesus. Turn right back to the same First Samuel now. First Samuel chapter 3. Verse 14. Again reinforcing the same idea. First Samuel 3:14.
Samuel Uriketa Esekerila
says this. And therefore I've sworn unto the house of Eli. That the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be poured with sacrifice nor offering forever. What has happened? Why is this taking place? What is it that the lesson will not be wiped out? Look at the same First Samuel chapter 2. Verse 31.
Say,
so behold, the days come, and I will cut off thy hand, and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house. Here is Eli. He had collected a certificate to kill all his offspring at young ages. No old man. Now in the book of Matthew 27. To show you how ancestors can acquire battles. For those behind to fight.
Matthew
27:24. Matthew 27:24. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing,
nígbàtí Pilate rí pé òun kò lè borí ní ohunkóhun,
but that rather a tumult was made,
ṣùgbọ́n pé akúkú sọ gbogbo rẹ̀ di ariwo,
he took water,
ó bu omi,
and washed his hands before the multitude,
ó sì wẹ ọwọ́ rẹ̀ ní ojú ìjọ,
saying,
ó wí pé,
I am innocent of the blood of this just person,
ẹrù mi mọ́ kúrò nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀ ni olóòtú,
see ye to it,
ẹ máa bójútó,
but look at what the disciples said,
ẹ wo ohun tí àwọn ará bí wí,
verse 25,
ẹsẹ̀ karùndínlọ́gbọ̀n,
then answered all the people and said,
nígbà náà ni gbogbo ènìyàn dáhùn, wọ́n sì wí pé,
his blood be on us,
kí ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ̀ wà lórí wa,
and our children,
àti lórí àwọn ọmọ wa,
the children who were not there,
àwọn ọmọ tí wọn ò sí níbẹ̀,
their parents had gone to look for trouble,
àwọn òbí wọn wọ́n ti lọ fa wàhálà,
it's a very serious matter,
ó jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ tó le,
very serious matter,
ọ̀rọ̀ tí ó le ni,
I'm praying for somebody here,
ń gbàdúrà fún ẹnìkan ní,
any battle the enemy has brought you away from your past,
tó kun yòówù tí ọ̀tá gbé wá fún ọ láti ọjọ́ owó,
that battle shall die before our eyes. A sister,
arábìnrin kan,
lost 5 husbands.
Ó pàdánù ọkọ nígbà márùn.
All the 5 husbands were dying.
Àwọn ọkọ rẹ̀ kú lẹ́yọkọ̀ọ̀kan títí tó fi dìgbà karùn.
It was when the 5th one died.
Nígbà tí ọkọ ìkarùn kú mọ́ lórí.
She now started prayer.
Ló wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ àdúrà.
There are prayers and there are prayers.
Àdúrà wà, àdúrà sì ń bẹ.
It was then during the prayers.
Nínú àdúrà.
Was found that she had a forefather who was a powerful witch doctor.
Ìwọ tó wá wá di pé ó ní bàbá ńlá rẹ̀ kan tó jẹ́ ajáhunṣe tó gbó wá.
And that one used to grind day-old babies.
Ìyẹn sì máa ń fi àwọn ọmọ òòjọ́.
Day-old babies delivered by his slaves.
Sí àwọn ẹrú rẹ̀ bí ó máa ń fi wọ́n gúnṣẹ́.
Grind them and use them for fetish power.
Á fi wọ́n gúnṣẹ́.
As he was grinding the children of the slaves too were using curses.
Níbi ó ti ń fi àwọn ọmọ àwọn ẹrú ọ̀hún gúnṣẹ́ làwọn ẹ̀yìn náà ń fi èpè àti ègún ránṣẹ́.
And the result,
rabọ̀rabọ̀ rẹ̀,
is what the sister had gone through.
Ni arábìnrin yẹn wá ń là kọjá.
Our past,
àná wa,
has strange invading power.
Ó ní agbára àyálù tó ṣe àjèjì.
Our past,
àná wa,
is not a sleeping dog that should be allowed to just lie.
Kì í ṣe ajá tó ń sùn tá a kò fi sílẹ̀ kó máa bá tiẹ̀ lọ.
There is a reason why they call Jesus the God of yesterday.
Ó ní ìdí tí wọ́n fi ń pe Jésù ní Ọlọ́run àná.
He is the one who can rewind and go back to that past.
Òun ni ẹni náà tó lè padà lọ sí ọjọ́ àná.
And break the power of yesterday troubling your today and troubling your tomorrow.
Kó sì fún agbára àná tó ń dààmú èmi àti ọ̀la rẹ.
In every past,
nínú àná olúkúlùkù,
there is a lion.
Kìnìún kan wà.
Getting ready to pounce.
Tó ń múra sílẹ̀ láti pọ́n lómi.
Using our past mistake as a ladder.
Ó sì fẹ́ lo àṣìṣe tá a ti ṣe sẹ́yìn láti wọlé.
And the sound of scripture is very simple.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ìwé mímọ́. Ó sì lọ tààrà pẹ̀lú.
Though hand be joined in hand.
Bí a tilẹ̀ fi ọwọ́ sun ọwọ́.
No sinner will go unpunished.
Ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ kan yóò lọ láì jìyà.
He didn't say no sinner will go unforgiven.
Kò sọ pé ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ kan yóò lọ láì gba ìdáríjì.
He don't be forgiven.
Ó lè gba ìdáríjì.
But the discipline will come.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìjìyà rẹ̀ yóò wá.
The devil knows that one.
Èṣù mọ̀ yẹn.
The currency of the past.
Owó àná.
Can sometimes buy off our future.
Nígbà mìíràn ó lè ra ọjọ́ ọ̀la wa.
Therefore, what should die in the past.
Nítorí náà ohun tó gbọ́dọ̀ kú ní àná.
But allow to remain alive.
Ṣùgbọ́n tá a fi sílẹ̀ kó báyé.
Has the capacity to kill the future.
Ó ní agbára láti lè pa ọjọ́ iwájú.
Our past.
Àná wa.
Is a strange journalist.
Ó jẹ́ oníròyìn àjèjì.
Reporting us to the future.
Tó ń fẹjọ́ wa sun ọ̀la.
The past is gone.
Àná ti lọ.
Yesterday is gone.
Àná ti lọ.
But not quite dead.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò tí ì kú.
They have the capacity to resurrect evil.
Ó ní agbára láti jí nǹkan burúkú dìde.
The trouble with the past is this.
Ìṣòro tó wà pẹ̀lú àná ni wípé.
Sometimes that past demands you to settle them before allowing you to move.
Nígbà mìíràn, ọjọ́ àná yóò nílò ká yanjú ọ̀rọ̀ tiwọn kó tó fi àyè gbà wá ká tẹ̀síwájú.
Jacob went away for 40 years.
Ogójì ọdún ni Jacob fi sá lọ.
But 40 years after he came back.
Ìgbọ́n lẹ́yìn ogójì ọdún ó padà wá.
His Esau that he ran away for was still waiting for
him. Esau rẹ̀ tó ń sá fún oyè dúró dé.
So if you ignore that which has happened in the past.
Tó bá fojú ṣáta ohun tó ti ṣẹlẹ̀ sẹ́yìn.
And don't deal with it.
Tó o sì dojú kọ.
It will become a tormenting future.
Yóò di ọjọ́ ọ̀la ti ń dani lówó.
This is why your today too is very important.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí ò ní ìrẹ́ náà fi ṣe pàtàkì.
Because today that you refuse to tame.
Nítorí òní tó o kọ̀ tó o kò ní ìjánu.
We grow into a terribly wild tomorrow.
Yóò di ọ̀la tó yá ẹ̀wọ̀nà.
It is dangerous foolishness.
Iwa agbo to lewu ni.
To believe that your past marine boyfriend, marine girlfriend.
Láti lérò pé àwọn ọ̀rẹ́kùnrin abánidẹ́sẹ̀ ọ̀rẹ́bìnrin abánidẹ́sẹ̀ rẹ àná tó wà tó jẹ́ ẹlẹ́mìí omi.
Your past occultic man friend, occultic girlfriend.
Ọ̀rẹ́kùnrin àbí ìyábìnrin abánidẹ́sẹ̀ rẹ tó lẹ́mìí òkùnkùn.
Your past negative and ungodly associations.
Àwọn àsopọ̀ àti àṣepọ̀ tó ti ní sẹ́yìn tí wọn ò bá tọ́lọ́run mu.
Your past ungodly influences.
Àwọn ìmísí tí ò bá tọ́lọ́run mu tó ní tẹ́lẹ̀.
It is dangerous foolishness to think that they will not affect your future.
Ìwà àgbọ̀ tó léwu ni fún ọ láti máa lérò pé wọn ò ní dààmú ọjọ́ ọ̀la rẹ.
Even a friend of God can be invaded by the past.
Kódà ọ̀rẹ́ Ọlọ́run àná rẹ̀ ó lè yà lù.
Anointing cannot cancel law and order.
Ìfòròyìn kò lè fagilé òfin àti ètò.
This is the origin of generational battle or we call the battle we call the battle of yesterday.
Òun ni orísun ohun tá à ń pè ní ogun ìrandíran àbí ogun àná.
The ancestral battles.
Àwọn ogun ìrandíran.
Battle you are born with.
Ogun tí a bí ni mọ́.
You have inherited it.
Ogun tó o jogún bá.
A tribal battle.
Ogun ẹ̀yà.
Hereditary battle.
Ogun ìdílé.
A family battle.
Ogun ẹbí.
A battle handed down to you.
Ogun tá a fà ní ọlọ́wọ́.
A genetically transmitted battle.
Ogun tá a gbé fún ni nípa ẹ̀jẹ̀.
Because just as physical characteristics are passed from generation to generation.
Nítorí pé gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti ń kọ́ fi àṣà nípa tara fi ran ara ẹni láti ìran dé ran.
Eye color.
Bí àwọ̀
ojú.
And gíga.
Poor eyesight.
Ṣé ènìyàn máa lè rí
ìrọ̀lẹ́? High blood pressure.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ríru.
In the same way.
Àkànlé ẹ̀wẹ̀.
Battles can be handed down.
Wọ́n lè fa ogun.
From parents to offspring.
Lé ènìyàn lọ́wọ́ látọwọ́ òbí.
That's why we pray a mountain of fire.
Ìdí nìyẹn tá a fi máa ń gbàdúrà lórí òkè náà àti iṣẹ́ ìyanu.
The battles that defeated my parents.
Ṣé àwọn ogun tó borí àwọn òbí.
Shall not defeat me.
Wọ́n ò ní borí mi.
In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? So the battle that defeated my parents. Shall not defeat me. In the name of Jesus. Seven sisters.
Àwọn arábìnrin méje.
Beautiful sisters.
Wọ́n lẹ́wà.
The youngest was 39.
Èyí tó kéré jù ó jẹ́ ẹni ọdún mọ́kàndínlógójì.
Oldest 56.
Èyí tó dàgbà jù ó jẹ́ ẹni ọdún mẹ́rìndínlọ́gọ́ta.
All of them.
Àwọn méjèèjì.
Virgins.
Wundi asi ni wọ́n.
Nobody has ever said I love you.
Kò sí ẹ tó sọ pé òun nífẹ̀ wọn rí.
Until prayer started.
Àfìgbà tí àdúrà bẹ̀rẹ̀.
And the Lord began to point to their name.
Olúwa bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí í tọ́ka sí orúkọ wọn.
Their name was Fashemiri.
Orúkọ wọn ni Fashemiri.
That is, Ifeoroku has done them well.
Fashe wọn rí.
It was that name that God first of all dealt with.
Orúkọ yẹn lọ́lọ́run kọ́kọ́ dojúkọ.
They had to change that.
Wọ́n ní láti yí yẹn padà.
Olúwa ṣe mí rí.
Sí Olúwa ṣe mí rí.
Then prayer started.
Àdúrà sí bẹ̀rẹ̀.
That the all seven of them were doing prayers.
Nígbà tí àwọn méjèèjì ń gbàdúrà lọ.
They were doing the prayers.
Láwọn ń gbàdúrà lọ.
They brought their mother too.
Wọ́n tún mú ìyá wọn náà wá.
They brought an uncle that was still living.
Ọmọ ẹ̀kọ́ náà àwọn àbúrò bàbá wọn tí ò ti.
Every covenant with Ifeoroku break.
Gbogbo májẹ̀mú pẹ̀lú Ifeoroku.
Because that's what their name denoted. They only pray for just 1 minute. And four of them vomited cowries. Within weeks, men were not showing interest. To the glory of God. All of them are now married. All of them are now married. Somebody had married them off.
And you got it from a local
to an oracle. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power that has connected you, joined you to what does not belong to your destiny, I support you from that power in the name of Jesus. Let your enemy run up. So, bottom line is this. Your ancestors can put you in serious spiritual trouble. It's possible to suffer from the consequences of their sins. You could share a parental cup of iniquity. Your ancestors can write promissory notes on the life of the descendants. Your ancestors can accept curses on behalf of their descendants.
Our
An evil chain can bind the whole family. Evil parental battles acquired for the children could lead to many things. Servants will be ruling over them. No access to breakthrough and deliverance. Difficulty in finding good jobs. Being pursued by untimely death. Terrible poverty. Marital cruelty. Prostitution. Bewitched hands. Slavery. Untimely death. All this can be a result of a battle you did not start. But you are fighting. It is a tragedy for the enemies that kill your parents to kill you. It is a tragedy to acquire the enemies of your parents. It is a tragedy to be paying your grandfather's bill when you did not buy anything from that generation. It is a serious matter when your ancestors acquire a battle and they leave you to do the fighting. The truth is this, beloved. Our ancestors did not serve God. They served the devil. So if you are going through opposition that you cannot understand or master, that will happen if your parents were idol worshippers. Your parents worship idols. You lost serious spiritual bondage, oppression, frustration, poverty. Your parents worship masquerades. Stagnancy and all kinds of things will come your way. Your ancestors were polygamists. Marital distress, general backwardness will be happening. Sexual weakness will be happening to the person. Your father was a native doctor. A witch doctor.
Don't be too surprised if you are living a hard life now. So all the case of collective captivity, unexplainable hatred, strange backward push, something is pushing you to the back. Will you feel failure when you should have success? Horrible dreams, like father, like some problems. This happens when you are fighting the battle of yesterday. What are we going to do? This is where I'm going to stop this morning. You need to make God your friend. Surrender your life to Jesus.
Two,
you need to confess your sins and all the ancestral sins of your family. You need to confess the truth about these sins. Three, you need to break all contact with the enemy. Four, you need to wage war against the battle of yesterday fighting your destiny. And then you need to reclaim your lost ground. That's the bottom line of the reason why we're here today. I'm praying for somebody here.
And
by the time you leave this place today, your testimony shall be great. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. If you will listen to instructions here today and pray the way you are asked to pray, your past will no longer hinder your future. God will give you a future that is better than the shame from which you have emerged. All eyes closed. If you are here this morning, so, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to break free from all these ancestral battles. I have to surrender my life to Jesus. We have very short time. I'm only going to count 10. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? Run quickly to the altar at the front here, or any of the two altars at the back.
Because
you don't have too much time. You want to go ahead.
Some of you at the
altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. I thank God for your life. Some are still running to join them. We'll wait for you. Just taking the most important decision in life.
And
I thank God for your life. Just close your eyes. Bow down your heads. And say what I'm going to say after. Say, so, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Lay your hands upon them. Anoint them by your power. Write their names in the book of life. Keep them standing by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. For the next few minutes, I want you to understand that you have come to meet the great I am. He who said,
"I
am the Alpha and Omega."
Emi ni Alpha and Omega.
The beginning and the end.
Ibere atopin.
Who was?
Totiwa.
Who is?
Tobe.
And who is to come?
Tosimbawa.
Who was?
Totiwa.
I was yesterday.
Fano.
Who is?
Tobe.
As today.
Oni.
And who is to come?
Tosimbawa.
That's the future.
Wajola.
Know that you have come to meet him. The first prayer I want you to pray. I want you to pray with only madness. Because immediately you begin to pray, many spiritual transactions will begin to take place. The first session of this prayer will take us only 5 prayers to pray. Then before we go home, there are 7 more to pray. Please don't go home without praying that concluding 7. Don't be in a hurry to run away from the presence of the Lord. Another year is coming to an end, and you must have testimonies. Can I hear everybody here shouting loud and clear? By the power in the blood of Jesus. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? I broke the power of yesterday. Can I hear you shouting it again? Your voice is not loud enough. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to break it.
Persons,
your virtue that was buried with your placenta shall be instantly released as you pray this prayer. As you pray this prayer, say, every power that stopped my parents, I stop you before you stop me. In the name of Jesus, stop them before they stop you. In Jesus' name we pray. I speak unto that poison that you have swallowed unconsciously, that is moving about your body like a serpent, wanting to choke your breath. You the serpent poison. Your plan is up. Get out of that hiding place. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Ben.
Something. As the first person. As the second one. As the third one.
that defeated my parents. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, in Jesus' name
we pray. I have a word for somebody here.
The Lord
said,
Oluwani,
practically every child of your mother is cursed. But your own curse has been revoked today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Silence. Silence. Please. I don't know who is concerned. But the lesson I should pray these strange prayers. Father, I pray that anyone here right now whose breakthrough is tied inside a prison in the waters. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray
Baba Mugadua,
that anyone here today and the key to their breakthroughs is hidden inside a calabash or under an evil tree. Wherever such people are in this crowd, God, in the name of Jesus, break that thread. Let it not be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. Jesus, name we pray.
Glory by Jesus.
Begin to thank the Lord for answers to those prayers. Begin to thank you for answers to those prayers. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen. So thank you, Jesus. Shout it in your language. Shout hallelujah.